All right. Well, is there anything in terms of, you know, I think that, you know, I don't think it's really necessary to make you run through, you know, torture or things of that nature, but could you, in sort of general terms, you know, acknowledge that, did you experience physical torture, and also, did you witness torture and, killings, things of that nature?
Yeah, very much so. As part of my training, later on, I had to be present at every different type of ritual, and the majority of rituals involve some kind of sacrifice, whether it's rape or torture or murder. So I've seen plenty of that. I still have a kind of block against blonde females because of how many blonde females I've seen tortured, which I like to joke about. Just in a romantic sense, I don't like blonde women. So, but you know, yeah, I've seen more than I would like to have ever seen.
Okay. What about children?
Yes, very much so. Especially when I was younger. There was a lot of, you know, we're seeing a lot of it in the news these days, and
right.
Obviously that's just the tip of the iceberg. So
there are things that you were aware of and you were part of. Did you rebel? Did you try to run away? That sort of thing?
Yep. It was when I was 19 that I'd actually gone as far as to attempt or consider attempting suicide. I had rebelled so hard by the time I was 15 that they had kind of pulled me out of any of the programs and put me into that more of a mentorship. And then eventually by the time I was 26, I had rebelled enough so that they were willing to let me go with the minor agreement. So it's never been something that I was a full member of, because I was always reluctant to do what I was doing, and anything that I had to do training wise was done by force. It was never something that I was doing because I wanted to do. And I didn't perform any of the missions I was supposed to. I would, that's where the name Ruiner comes from. So I would ruin anything that they did try and put me in. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. And like the rest of the questions, so did you, you know, do you feel like did you have a familiarity with, for example, you know, the sort of secret space program and black projects beyond your own sort of specific things that they tried to push you into? Did you have any exposure, you know, to, you say you have a mentor, were you educated in general, or were there people, even whistleblower types, that might have approached you with stories, etc.?
While I was doing the mentorship, that's exactly what I did, was I would go from various programs, kind of getting the overview of everything that was going on. So in that way, I interacted with pretty much everything I've heard in the public, and then a lot of other things I haven't heard mentioned in the public.
So do you feel you have a pretty comprehensive view of what's really going on with regard to the secret space program, off-planet stuff, ETs, and what they're really doing?
I do. I don't feel that I know everything about everything in that regard either. I think that there's just far too much going on. But it was kind of the intention of the mentorship that I do have as much of that information as possible. Even some of the people that I remain in contact with are the type of people who would have as much of that information as possible, which always has to be taken with a grain of salt, of course, but does make me feel like I have a pretty comprehensive view of maybe not every small thing that's going on, but how it all interacts with each other and why it all matters to us today.
Okay. And do you feel that perhaps you're still being guided or trained or whatever for a future mission?
No, I think that I've kind of fallen into what I've wanted to do all along, which is kind of use the experience that I gathered through all of this negativity in a positive way, which would be to inspire other people to realize that they're more powerful than all of these things. And if I could overcome it, so could many other people who don't. They just need to believe that they can. I don't think that I have any kind of future mission or anything like that, other than perhaps being a form of inspiration through being able to tell the stories that I've experienced
and
share the wisdom that I've gotten through all of that, or gained through.